Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:46 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, on his Friday morning, October the 23rd. We are only 11 days out from the election, and a ton of people. Again, I'm quoting Dana Perino from Fox News last night, that 50 million people have already voted early. One of the texts from the 504-260-1870 Mortgage Financial phone and text line, and we've been reading throughout the morning to get your thoughts out about the debate, from 1404. President Trump told multiple lies and appealed repeatedly to his conspiracy theory followers. President Trump said nothing about how he would unite America and did not give concrete solutions to our many serious health and economic problems. He lied about COVID. He did not gain votes. He'll lose, and the lies and crested chaos of the country will end. On the other side of it, some people are texting in about what a great job President Trump did during the debate last night, and said, here's one that says from the 1359 number, President Trump flat out destroyed Joe Biden last night, and by bringing up the Hunter Biden emails, the national media will not be able to ignore the story. Sam Nelson joins us now, Director of Speech and Debate at Cornell University. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. If Joe Biden and Donald Trump were your students, and this was a moot debate you had last night, I say like moot court, but a practice debate or what have you, and you were sitting them down after and critiquing to make them better debaters or to tell them what they did that was effective and what they did that was not so good, what would you tell each?
Well, I would give them all an A for improvement. You know, you remember back in elementary school, you got needs improvement. That was certainly the case after the first debate. So I would say, the debates are going in the right direction. I would say what you really need to do is you need to explain in a very clear way what your arguments are and why they are the important for the voters to think about before they vote.
Who do you think, I hate to say won or lost, because there's so much that's involved in that, in terms of clean debating skills, I guess, was there a winner last night or not?
I'd say both won in a weird way. Research has shown is that many people that watch the debates don't really watch it to decide who they're going to vote for. They watch it to be able to give reasons to their friends and family members about why they're voting for one side or the other. And so if you're already leaning towards Trump or you're already leaning towards Biden, after you hear their arguments, you tend to repeat those to your friends and family members as to justify why you're going to vote the way you are.
Break 7:50, 10 till 8, running a little bit late. More with Sam Nelson, Director of Speech and Debate at the prestigious Cornell University. When we return, it is time now for WWL Traffic. Small get-togethers can spread COVID. $500 mask fines in New Orleans. Fans in the dome and hatchets flying in the CBD. Those are the headlines. Dave Cohen has the details for you with WWL First News less than 5 minutes from now. We're talking to Sam Nelson, Director of Speech and Debate at Cornell University. In terms of facts, when you're talking about something like this, where, and this goes to what you said before the break, that people have already made up their mind. They're watching the debate to get their bullet points to defend their candidate with their friends. Is that accurate, Sam? Is that pretty much what you're saying?
Yeah, that's absolutely accurate.
So where does the truth figure into this? Because if you look at the fact-checking sites, you'll see that there were some fibs told last night. Does any of that matter to the people that are watching these, or do they just want something to say?
Well, the truth is a very slippery concept. There's an old Roman saying, the truth does not speak for itself. And, of course, we can have a long debate over what is truth and what specific policies are right and wrong and that sort of thing. So I think focusing on the truth sometimes is just going down a rabbit hole. Basically, what a debate is in a political situation is deciding which candidate do you trust.
Did either one come off as here's the thing. Let me go with President Trump in terms of trustworthiness. I was a little worried after the last one because he seemed somewhat unhinged. But I think, and we have a guy that's going to come on after me, Newell Norman, yesterday, that told me, no, the president does everything he does, and there's a method behind it. And it seems as though last night his method was not to be the aggressor and to be the bully, but rather to appear somewhat measured and presidential. And but I guess the question I have, Sam, is moving forward, I don't think he's going to be that way at his rallies, and who knows what is liable to happen between then last night and the election in 11 days. So
right.
I guess what do people remember?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he... Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think the deal is that with Trump, and this is true with all politicians to a certain extent, he can rationalize anything he does and say, I did that on purpose. And he's got a whole machine behind him that basically does that. Biden does as well. Whatever he does, he said, oh, yeah, I plan to do that. And that's just a thing politicians do in 2020.
One thing that I did, I was screaming at the TV because, you know, just like you do with football, Sam, being a political geek, I'm kind of watching, and a frustrated lawyer, I'm watching TV, and it just seemed to me that the vice president had an opening with this bleach thing where the president said he was joking, because at that point, like a chess game, I'm saying, oh, so you think this was something to joke about?
That would have been a good one. That would have been a really good one. The deal is with Biden is he's just trying to look presidential. He's been vice president. He looks vice presidential. He now has to convince America that he can be president.
So he was not really looking for any confrontation, any trouble last night. He was just kind of trying to appear the more intellectual, the better man. How am I trying to say this?
Yeah, you know, I think he was trying to channel his inner Michelle Obama. He was trying to, when they go low, I'll go high. And I think he thinks that sort of helps him, you know, look more presidential. He needs to convince people that he's trustworthy, that he can handle the job, and that America will be safe under his leadership.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Anything else, Sam, you wanted to mention before we let you go?
No. You know, these debates, people are wondering whether or not they're a good thing and we should continue to do them. I think what happened last night proves they are. But even the first debate, which was a disaster, also proves that they're important because we get to see everything, the good and the bad. I think we should continue to embrace these debates.
And quickly, a grade for Kristen Welker. I'd give her an A.
I'd give her an A as well. I thought she did a great job. It's difficult.
It is difficult. Thank you. Sam Nelson, Director of Speech and Debate at Cornell University. When we come back, we'll talk to Ian McNulty, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Some good news about some restaurants opening up here in the Crescent City. And we'll give you some stuff to do this weekend. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.